It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, people like you just, ugh.
What do you mean? What did I do?
That chain's not even that big. It doesn't look big to me. That chain doesn't even look big.
I expected it to be like...
It's massive!
I expected it to be more like Andre the Giant.
It is, next to these people. You stand next to a regular engine, you know, you come up to like there. That train is so tall and massive. Those people look like teeny tiny ants.
I think seeing it on TV is different than actually being there.
But not if you compare the people's bodies.
What does that mean?
Like when you're looking at it on TV, BJ, it doesn't seem that impressive. But I think if you're actually standing by it, it's like, whoa.
So you didn't think it was that impressive seeing it on TV? That's what I'm hearing.
No, I thought it was impressive.
I think both of you guys are dumb. Obviously, the train looks 10 pounds heavier on TV.
Right, but what I'm saying is that he perceived it as not as big on TV.
No, that's what I'm saying. You were looking at it like that.
25 big boys were built during World War II, but only 8 survived. Number 4014, which is here in town, is the only one of the 8 still in operation and remains the world's largest operating steam locomotive. I like these helpful hints. As it comes through Denver, here's what you need to know if you're chasing the big boy steam engine. They remind all fans of big boy to keep safety top of mind. It says stay 25 feet back from the tracks when taking pictures or viewing the colossal locomotive. Or it's not that big locomotive.
It's just very long.
That means never take a picture or video standing on the truck as it's approaching.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Well, yeah, it blows off steam and it could barbecue you.
Well, not only that, it could roll over you.
Yeah, you're not going to stand in front of it.
Never climb on the locomotive or the equipment. There is a steam locomotive tracking map. You can go to upsteam.com to see where it's located. So upsteam.com. And Dan DeRue is right now at Union Station.
I wonder if they're expecting like thousands down there.
Oh, I don't know.
Big boy.
I know that hundreds line the track.
You know, I haven't been. I've been in that Union Station one time.
Yeah.
When it was first built.
You should go down there around Christmas time when Santa's there. It's beautiful.
Are all the restaurants still there?
There's like two.
Yeah, they've got a series down there and stuff. Yeah.
But they have a great hotel.
Looks
is
awesome.
Is it the Hartford Hotel?
I don't think it's going to Union Station.
Oh, you don't?
No, because what I'm seeing is it's going to Monroe Street Crossing, which is a station in Strasburg, and then it's going to go from Strasburg to Greeley to a 10th Street Crossing. Yeah.
It's not even coming to Denver?
It's not. No. It's going to Strasburg and then Greeley.
I think...
That's not even close to here.
I don't know if that's right, but okay.
Well, that's... So 9 News, their thing says it's going to make 2 stops, and the 2 stops that they have listed are Strasburg and Greeley.
Oh, great.
But it might go through here.
It might, like, I don't know. Well, no, because Strasburg to Greeley is...
Go to upstream.com. Upstream.com. Upstream.com! Anyway, what's it saying there?
It's just showing me that it's in Sharon Springs, which is in Kansas.
And then where does it go from there?
It'll go to Strasburg from Sharon Springs.
Then to Greeley.
I see a yellow line through Denver.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then up to Greeley.
It's going to Denver. It says
it's not stopping at Union Station, according to this article.
It says Denver Union. Yeah. It says it will.
I hate this
what
show
time?
So much.
Too.
Like, I don't know. It just,
I'm exhausted.
It's like just it should have just been left alone.
Big boy.
Just go to upstream.com. It tracks the, and it is going through Denver.
Good luck.
Oh,
good luck catching it.
Did you guys see this? It says there are two different types of men that women should not be around or date. And those are the really, really hot guy and the really, really ugly guy.
Spadelli Carson.
No, because it said really, really in front of each one of those.
Yeah. Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Take it back,
so
guys.
Neither,
sorry about that.
Neither one of them qualify
that. No, on that one.
Yeah. Neither one qualified because it said really, really.
Really, really.
Really, really.
Really ugly guys and really good looking guys.
Yeah. Because they are the most aggressive towards women and the, you know, just jerks to women. They don't know why. It said in all the studies, it's either the really hot guy or the really ugly guy.
Because the really, really hot guy is going to be like full of themselves, egotistical.
Yeah, I don't need
I wonder at what point in ugly that you really cross that line of being really. You know what I'm saying?
The really, really?
I mean, you could be ugly, but you're not really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point you cross that line. Is it a zit? What happens?
I need to see the diagram.
I mean, what happens?
Well, I think there's a few things, okay? First of all, I think probably, you know, a couple lazy eyes. Right? Look like this. And then you have like an overbite. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. So look at this. This
yeah, but you would already have that.
I know. Look at this.
You would already have that though, Jamie.
But that's you'd, really, really.
Right. But you would already, that would be established. I'm just saying if you're teetering right on the edge, is there something that puts you into the
what
really?
What puts you over?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, God, this is great, you guys. This was so funny. It went viral. So I don't know if y'all have ever been to SeaWorld, but it's pretty fabulous, right? And then they have this section that's called the, you know, like it you're going to get wet section, right? And you know when you sit there that you're going to get.
Splash zone.
Yeah, splash zone is the right word. That's what they call it. And so you sit there on purpose because the whale will splash you. The whale took a gigantic doogie. I mean, the biggest whale doogie you've ever seen. And this was not a solid doogie, a floater. This was moist.
Yeah. It spread out.
Well, it has to be moist. He's in the water.
Well, you still would think it could be a log. Ducks give logs.
In the water?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Well, ducks, never mind.
No, I feel like, gosh, what are those fish that will eat each other?
The piranhas?
No, the
betas.
Betas. Yeah. I've seen a beta poop before.
Yeah,
and it's
they
like
come
stringy.
Goldfish, same thing. Goldfish,
it's
stringy.
Not, yeah, it's not liquidy. It's like stringy.
You've been to like when Walmart used to sell goldfish, and you've watched them run around with a big turd out their butts.
Can we finish the story?
You're the one that wanted to argue about solid turds.
We're debating it.
Why are you rubbing your head?
So the whale.
Right.
The whale.
So anyway, so this was this is moist whale. I mean, an explosion. The whale comes back around and then splashes the entire crowd with the brown stuff.
Oh,
it's so bad.
Oh, my God. It's so gross.
The kid looking at the camera is like,
oh. He's so sad because he knows he just got hit with whale doo-doo. It's so awful. We'll put it on our Facebook page.
I'm surprised SeaWorld is still open.
No, they do a whole thing now. They're all rescued.
They are?
Oh, yeah. They do a whole...
That's what they tell us.
Oh, my God. They do a whole movie about...
They don't live in a tank anymore, nothing like that. Yes, they do.
I know they do, but they're rescued. Like,
the perception.
Yeah. This Matt the whale got hit by a prop. And
he could never survive in the wild.
Exactly.
Ever again.
Yeah.
So here he is. We'll sell tickets for him to jump for you.
It's literally whale propaganda.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. He could never live in the wild again. Well, why don't you give it a try. I got a feeling he'll be fine.
I know. I mean, we were kind of, my kid was only like 10 when we went, but he's still like, can you believe this crap, Mom? They're trying to sell us up on that big screen.
Yeah, they are. I mean, know. They got dolphins. They got all this stuff. No, they can't make it out there.
No, no, no. SeaWorld is a great place because all the humanitarian work they do, even though it's not, I don't know what you would call it.
Oh, God.
Wellitarian. Yeah. All right, what else did I want to tell you? Hold on, there was something else. Oh, did my music run out?
No, it's still
there. Oh, okay. You didn't tell me how much time I have, because I could go on and on and on and
it's
on.
It's too late.
Okay. All right, anyway, there you go, tablet trash.
You didn't have to stop like that. I'm just saying. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Now, here's my plan, okay? Since you're asking.
I am asking.
I've yet to decorate for Halloween. I've got a six-year-old. What the heck am I doing? I'm a bad dad.
It's bleach.
You can dunk them?
Yeah, dunk them in water and bleach.
Dunk it bunkin?
If you dunk your pumpkin after you carve it, make a mixture of bleach and water, and you dunk it in that, and it'll keep it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it'll, of course, kill the wildlife, but that's fine.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's a bleach bath.
Yeah. Anyway, what? All right, going back to you.
So I've yet to do anything. I told Jamie, I said, I got to do something today, because if he comes home today from school, and he's in school now, so he won't hear this, but if he comes home from school and he sees a few pumpkins in the yard, maybe some of those plastic, looks like skeleton hands.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of tombstones here
nice,
and there, you know,
nice.
Whatever. I think that'll be sufficient to at least get a...
Don't you have blow-ups? Don't you have big blow-ups?
Yeah, I probably won't get to the blow-ups today.
Dude, how hard is it? All you got to do is plug it in.
Seriously.
There's no decorating involved. It's an extension cord and a plug.
It'll take you 10 minutes, if that.
No, it's not the putting them up. No, listen.
I can't get the extension cord out.
Let me explain, okay?
Yeah.
They're under such a pile of junk
mm-hmm.
that it would take me forever, and I just don't feel like digging them out. Because they're in a bin that we've put everything on top of because we're doing the basement.
Right.
And I would have to go through that whole pile to find them at the bottom of the pile.
Is it too much work for your kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You ask.
You're only going to have so many of these times. Only going to have so many Halloweens.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You should probably do what you, I mean, you go over the top out. Every time.
Four pumpkins, two skeleton hands, and a tombstone.
Oh, my God.
Looking good.
And a tombstone pizza.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, way to go. Way to go. Way to kill the bears, Jamie.
I was just reading the instructions that were given to me. That is not my fault.
Well, wait a minute. What instructions?
The instructions on how to keep your pumpkin lasting longer.
Where'd you get them from?
The www internet.
Google.
SaveMyPumpkins.com?
Yeah. No, actually, they gave it like top 10 reasons. But
all right.
Everybody's very upset because I said, I read it like from the actual list and it said, dunk them in bleach and water. But everybody is reminding me, and it is a great point, that if you do that, you kill the wildlife that munch on them.
All right. So on that website of www, they need to put a footnote on there. If you live in New York City, or you're in a very, you're in a high rise, let's say, in Manhattan or Los Angeles, then it's okay. You can use the bleach. But if you're in Colorado, right here where we are, probably not a good idea. Is that safe to say?
That is safe to say. Right. They do recommend other things, too. WD-40.
WD-40?
Yeah, it'll prevent it from freezing after you carve it.
Fire up an animal, too.
It does mention fire. It says don't light it in depth for 24 hours after you spray it with WD-40.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, you mean the candle.
Yeah, the candle. Yeah. It'll catch on fire. So that's probably pretty bad for animals, too. I probably wouldn't use that one. Then there's another one. You could take you wipe peroxide all inside the cavity and everything, because it's really about the fungus that takes it away.
Yeah.
I feel like peroxide will be fine.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's look that one up, too.
Okay.
Spadell, can you look into the peroxide? Also look up arsenic. I'm thinking arsenic works.
The other one is vegetable oil. It'll keep the pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Says,
I would think that would be okay.
Yeah, I'd probably give them the squirts.
Squirts is better than dead.
That is true.
If I had to choose.
Yeah. And then the one that everybody should actually use is that there's an organic pumpkin spray available at your local pumpkin patches that don't harm the animals but keep the pumpkin fresh.
Oh.
So probably go with that one.
Okay, cool.
So we went through all those chemicals to get to there's a spray that you can buy?
So?
All right. There you go. There's your PSA of the day. There is a spray you can buy.
Yep.
So all those ingredients that Jamie talked about, don't use them. Okay? Boom.
BJ and Jamie.
Just want to remind people that are tuning in and asking on Textnado, wanting to know how the outing with Jamie and her ex-boyfriend, Okie Dokie.
Yeah.
It was awful. Because there was no drama.
At all.
No.
There was no problem.
Which makes it awful
no
for me.
No drama.
I want drama. I want awful. I mean, I want good.
I told
hot
you
stuff.
That we can be friends. He and I can be friends. There's no problem.
Well, I'm just hoping and praying that it falls apart at some point.
There is no problem. I mean, the only problem was it was just cold.
Man.
It was freezing.
Are you seeing the snow they're getting in the mountains?
Yeah.
Man, I know. I think Loveland ski area got 10 inches. Now, I don't know how much it takes to pack it in before they can open up. But
they'll use the guns, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take before they have enough snow up there to actually open up, because they kind of float that, you know?
I always think that's so weird. Like, when you drive here, we're right here, everything's great. You start driving, you get to Genesee, and the next thing you know, you're like, oh my God, we're going to die!
It is crazy how quickly it changes.
Right?
Part of the mountains down south, didn't they get like 2 feet of snow?
Yeah,
I think
21 inches.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man,
but
it's
just the weirdest feeling, because you really think you are going to die on I-70.
It's amazing.
And you're like, nobody knows what's happening right now.
It is amazing. The difference, and we all know that, but it's
so weird.
Mind-boggling every year when it happens.
It is true.
But it is snowing, and it's snowing right now. In fact, it's snowing hard. I think in Vail, 6-7 inches of snow, so it's coming down up there.
But aren't we, isn't it going to get like hot again? You weren't going to do weather.
I don't know.
It's going to be.
No, forecast. I'm just saying what's already happened. Mm. No, that was the deal, Jamie.
I know, but I asked you a question leading you into talking about weather. That's on me. Yep.
No. Here's what I'm not going to do again. I'm not going to predict what the weather's going to be. If it's already happened and occurred, we all know it, and it's accurate. Okay.
Right.
Because it happened.
But then I said, isn't it going to get warm later?
But I didn't answer that.
Well, because I stopped it. I said, oh, God.
No, I wasn't going to answer that.
You remembered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going
to
answer that.
Hey, we are doing a really fun thing here at the radio station, if anybody wants to participate. It'll go to charity. We're all taking bets on if, in fact, BJ will decorate anything in his yard today.
All right. I'll bet everybody in this room
$10. Okay, hold on, though. But just buying pumpkins and putting them out, that doesn't really count.
You didn't write the rules. Okay? So, yeah, clam up, buddy. All right, $10 that I don't do something for Halloween.
$10.
Today.
Yep.
$10.
$10.
Boom.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture.
Okay. All right.
You're going to owe me $10. You're going to owe me $10.
No,
you're
going to
owe me $10.
Now we're going to
back out, are we? Yeah.
I haven't.
That's a cocky, are we? Yeah.
I haven't. I still believe in you.
I'm not going to do it now just because it's between me and you. And I know that you never pay me and I don't pay you. So we don't really care one way or the other. If it were these two, I'd take them on, man. Yeah, I'd get me a $10 bill from both of them.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Da, da, da.
Don't forget the Powerball tonight.
Is it?
$500 million.
It's tonight?
Yeah.
I always forget.
Yeah, Powerball tonight. $500 million, man. Need a Colorado winner. All right, we got to go.
Wow, you just faded quick.
Yeah. I got to go get my pumpkins. Got to go. It's can you believe Halloween's going to be a week from Thursday?
It's crazy,
That's
isn't it?
Great, yeah. Man. All right, everybody have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.